This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Lambert St. Louis International Airport is struggling to return to some semblance of normal after an F-4 tornado Friday did extensive damage to Concourse C. A small single-engine fixed-wing plane went down in Heron Lake in northern New Mexico yesterday. Among other debris, packages of cocaine are floating to the surface. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is out with a factual report on the crash of a de Havilland DHC-3T Otter last August 9th that claimed the lives of former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens and four others. The Airline Pilots Association is backing NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman in her recent statement that flight crews of cargo planes should not be exempt from new rules covering crew rest. U.S. Airways has filed a federal civil antitrust lawsuit in the Southern District of New York against Sabre Holdings to halt what it says are anti-competitive and anti-consumer practices and to recover monetary damages. Cessna's Skycatcher LSA will be on display at the 5th International Exhibition of General Aviation, June 9th through 11th at the Cannes Airport in France. Four maintenance organizations within Gulfstream Aerospace have received the FAA Aviation Maintenance Technician Employer Diamond Award of Excellence for 2010. The FAA has awarded AV Seminars a new two-year authorization to conduct flight instructor refresher courses and will allow them to be held as webinars in two-hour blocks. And doctors will allow Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who's slowly recovering from a gunshot wound to the head, to travel to Florida to watch Friday's launch of Endeavor, commanded by her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves draws lessons from a tragedy in Portland, Oregon. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.